Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello again. Happy Monday. Hope it's going well for you. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name's Michelle, and each week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial or unexplained, we want to hear from you. Oh, it's the male owl. Hello. Is that for me? Thank you very much. Right on time. And this time we hear from Paul on WhatsApp. When I was 18, me and a bunch of mates were at my friend Emma's house drinking and carrying on. It might have been someone's birthday, I can't remember. Anyway, my friend had told us that her house had a poltergeist in it and would often turn the lights on and off in this one particular small room at the top of the stairs. I actually believe in the paranormal, so I believed her. But obviously none of us had experienced anything for ourselves until that night. We were all in the front room and started talking about the poltergeist in the conversation. And my brother, who was very drunk, decided to stand at the bottom of the stairs and shout up at the ghost, "Come on then, you stupid ghost! You don't scare me, you aren't real!" And then waited for a few seconds before walking away. I waited a few more seconds before turning round and walking back to the front room to rejoin the group. But as I began to walk away, I heard very loud footsteps stampede all the way down the stairs. And as I stood there and watched, there was no one there. I could see nothing, but I heard someone run down those stairs. I was shocked. My body went cold as fear shot down my spine. I turned to the group and said, "Hey guys, did you just hear that?" And they said no, and thought it was me pulling a prank, but I swear to God, it was not me. And whatever spirit was in that house definitely heard my drunken brother and decided to show itself. I love the podcast. Thanks for all your hard work. Paul from Bristol. Thanks for your kind words, Paul. The team here love to hear listeners' feedback on our work. It's most appreciated. Okay, well, the thing about alcohol is, and you probably already know this, is that it affects a person's cognitive functions. So that little part which stops someone doing something is more easily ignored. I wonder if your brother would have done what he did if he wasn't intoxicated. All of the advice I've read is to not try and agitate poltergeists, not to provoke a situation. You were visitors in your friend's house, and the last thing you want to do is make something worse. If your friend had worries about something like that, then stirring it up was probably not the kindest thing to do. I think it's worth getting some details on your friend's house to try and find out the background of the place. Aren't you curious to know what happened in the past there? It could provide some answers, I guess. Has your friend already done this? And maybe they can tell you what they've discovered. I've heard that ghosts who dwell in places, for whatever reason they are there, tend to be there because they haven't yet found a release. What is it they're trying to convey? What's their story? And what can we do as believers to help them find closure? I think Yvette's mentioned this many times previously. I wonder what you feel about your experience now. It sounds like it hasn't put you off. Obviously, now older and wiser, you've learned a bit more about the world of the paranormal, and I guess you might have approached the situation differently if you were there again. So, what do the listeners make of all this? Would you have done what Paul's brother did? Have you done something like that? Get in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27 537. It could well be your story I read out next time. As always, Yvette is back on Thursday with our main episode, and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I'll be back same time, same place next week. I'll see you there. Have a lovely rest of your week, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.